أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا
is the prophets of God, one quality they have is courage and this increases because of their trust in Allah. The work that Allah has given to them, they cannot be carried out as long as one is not bold and courageous. As with the other qualities, this quality of bravery and courage is far more among the Prophet than the people in their time. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the Khatmul Anbiya, his quality was more than not only of the people but also more than what the prophets possessed. You could find an example of it neither in his time nor it will be found in future times. We do not find a similar example of any leader in history. Rather, we don't even see the hundredth or thousandth part of that example. The way the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown at every opportunity the courage and bravery, and even in most difficult situation, by keeping the courage of his people and to give them patience, steadfastness and courage and bravery and putting their trust in Allah. This is what he admonished others, and this was his own practice, that even if he was left alone and was surrounded by the enemy, even then he never expressed any kind of fear. The verse that I have just recited, Allah says, those who delivered the message of Allah and feared God alone and feared none but Allah. And sufficient is Allah as a reckoner. This is Allah's attribute which has been mentioned earlier also. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had set the highest standard of these qualities. His practice and the testimony of his companions bear a witness that in conveying the message of one and only God, the courage he demonstrated is without parallel. Rather, in the love of Allah, this courage, and beside Allah not to fear anyone else, this quality was possessed by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he had not yet received the revelation of God. Hazrat Aisha has reported his situation of those days. She says that the days when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started receiving the revelation from Allah, it started with the true dreams. So this is the report of the time when he received his first revelation, that whatever he saw in his dream, it used to fulfill like the midday bright sun. When he was alone, passing his days in cave Hira in the worship of God, and whatever days he spent, he used to take his provision with him, and when he ran out of it, then he used to go back to Hazrat Khadija, may Allah be pleased with him, and will gather some more provision and retreat back into the cave of Hira and become engaged in worship of Allah till the first revelation was received. We see his love and his love of God, and also his courage, that without any fear he used to spend many nights in the cave where there are all kinds of dangers. And in this connection, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, the fact is that when one has developed attachment and love with God, then one does not have any connection with the world, and naturally one likes loneliness and retreat. He had become so engrossed in the love of Allah that he preferred solitude in such a place where there was no comfort and where their people with fear. He used to spend many nights, which show that how courageous and brave he was. When one has a deep link with Allah, then one develops courage automatically, and a believer is never coward. Only worldly people are coward and lack bravery. We also see that after receiving the revelation, how he demonstrated his courage and his bravery on various occasions. in his 13-year life in Mecca, that is after the claim to prophethood, he was threatened in all kind of way. And they tried to remove the protection of his elders, and this embodiment of courage and bravery, he took no notice of it. During this time, the oppression and unleashing of atrocities which we have learnt, let me mention one or two, which show that what great courage and bravery, and without expressing any fear or worry, he stood against all the oppression. If he was worried, it was only for his disciples. He was concerned that they must not suffer. When we read the reports, and according to the reporter's way of thinking, we have some aspect of his this equality. And in some reports we see various aspects of his life and his example. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ was in Mecca, he showed great courage and bravery, and without any fear, he used to circuit around Kaaba and worship in his way. When the Quraysh of Mecca saw him worshipping in his way in the Kaaba, they used to be enraged that he abuses our idols, and without any fear, he is also worshipping according to his own method in before our eyes. Abdullah bin Amr reports one such incident. What was the behavior of the Quraysh? He says that I was near Khana Kaaba, and all the leaders of Quraysh were gathered near Hajre Aswad and mentioned the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they abuse our idols and he's gone to the limits. While they were talking, that suddenly the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam appeared, and he started circuiting around Kaaba. When he walked during his circuit near them, then the unbelievers scolded him. And this happened 3 times. I felt that the Holy Prophet ﷺ's face showed some concern, and 3rd time when they scolded, he stopped and said to them that, "Oh, the people of Quraysh, by God who holds my life, that I have brought a news of your destruction." The reporter says that this had such an impact on Quraysh that they were dumbstruck. And the person who was abusing most and he talked to the Holy Prophet ﷺ gently and said, "Please go away." And the Holy Prophet ﷺ left them. The 2nd day, the same people gathered again and surrounded him from all around and said, "Whatever faults you find with our idols and find faults with our faith and religion," the Holy Prophet said, "Yes, of course I find fault with them." So you can see with what courage, on his own, and he used to walk among the oppressors groups, and he never cared that these oppressors who lacked human qualities, what treatment they will give him. Not only this, that he told them that those who are being so emboldened to talk against me and abuse me and use abusive words against me, remember that you will be destroyed at my hands. So a man who has the least fear of world cannot be so emboldened in his demand of admonition. He normally keeps silent so that they may not commit excesses against me. But this line of God challenges all of them without any fear, without any concern. And in this challenge, which Allah had given such a dignity and a honor to him, that despite being a large group of Quraysh opponents, they were silenced at his challenge, as though they have become lifeless. And the person who was most mischievous, he showed such humility and talked so softly. Since they had mischievous and they were oppressors, they gathered again next time. So what happened the previous day, that all had become dumbstruck as his challenge, and someone must have told them that this way we will lose our stand and we will lose our respect, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will succeed in the aim he has stood up. And so next day, rather than shouting at him from a distance, they surrounded him and encircled him that he cannot escape. Then they asked him, "Do you find fault with our idols?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in such a situation, says, while he has been surrounded from all directions, "Yes, I do say find faults. I do say so. Because these idols which you worship have no power whatsoever. You have fashioned them with your own hands." So you can see with what courage he replied and took no care as to how they will treat him. And they also committed excesses against him, because the reporter says that I saw one that he held the shawl of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Hazrat Abu Bakr was also there, and he stood up with the tears in his eyes. "Do you want to kill someone who says my Lord is Allah?" Then Quraysh left him and went away. So the aim with which they had gathered, they tried to fulfill their evil aim. And they knew that when we will question him about our idols, then certainly he will say he does not abuse them. And this is the reply they will expect. And then we will beat him up. And for this view, they held him, but because of the support of Hazrat Abu Bakr, they left him. Maybe there were some other people else who would have shown decency. So even in such circumstances, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would demonstrate high courage. Then in Makkah itself, the incident of his courage when all the leaders gathered and visited his uncle, that stop your nephew, that he must not spread his teaching, otherwise we will have no care for you either. When his uncle called him to explain to him the situation, then the Holy Prophet ﷺ understood that even my uncle cannot support me anymore. But this thought did not reduce his courage, but according to the command of Allah, he was increased in his faith and increased in his courage. And he said, "Oh my uncle, if these people were to put sun on my right hand and moon on my right, I will not stop from this work till Allah fulfill this work, or I will suffer death." Then also you have heard that other incident which I have mentioned also earlier. But if you look at this incident with his courage and his bravery, you find a new glory in it. When a traveler sells his camels to Abu Jahl, and Abu Jahl did not pay the price and was finding many excuses not to pay him, and the poor man was visiting him again and again and becoming tired, and he went to the leaders of Quraysh and said, "Please show compassion and make Abu Jahl pay me the price." But those Quraysh were also part of the system of oppression, who themselves might not have paid the dues to some traders. Rather than helping that poor man, they mocked at him and were showing him to path to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not with some good intentions, with the motive that when he will visit the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will fear Abu Jahl, or because of his being the leader of Quraysh, or maybe for the reason that he is also very opposed to him, he will refuse to visit him. But when that poor trader visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and without any hesitation, and this embodiment of bravery and courage, was ready to accompany him and knocked at the door of Abu Jahl. When Abu Jahl came out and said, "I understand you owe this man some money," and Abu Jahl said, "Yes, I will bring it immediately," he went in and paid his dues. So certainly Allah's succor was with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah had demonstrated those scenes that Abu Jahl saw a mad camel. And it was the certitude on the existence of Allah that the Holy Prophet had the courage that without any protective gear he went to this extreme opponent, and this courage was special to him, alone. Also, when he migrated from Mecca, then his first shelter was a cave nearby, and the enemy reached at the mouth of the cave, and the Holy Prophet and Hazrat Abu Bakr were sitting in the cave. And if the enemy so wished, he could see them. And that is what Abu Bakr thought, they will see him. And the cave was also not narrow or very deep that one can hide in a corner. Hazrat Abu Bakr is worried. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed no sign of worry. There is only one thing he had in mind, that if there is any fear, it has to be only of the existence of God. And if one is doing something for the sake of Allah, one has not to fear. Hazrat Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased, has reported this and says that I was in the cave with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I looked up. I saw the feet of the pursuing animal, and at this I submitted to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O the Messenger of Allah, if one were to look down, he will see us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, O Abu Bakr, we are two, but we have a third with us, which is God. So, whereas this incident shows the deep faith in Allah, it also is showing his great courage and bravery. And he could have easily pointed out silently that keep quiet, people are standing outside. But his certitude in the existence of Allah, the courage he had. So despite the enemy being at the mouth of the cave, he had no care for him and said, Abu Bakr, do not worry, we have God's protection, God is with us. Mentioning this, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that the enemy is at the mouth of the cave and are giving different opinions. Some say, search out this cave because the footprints stop here. But some say that a man cannot enter this because there is spider has made a web and a dove has laid eggs, and they can hear it clearly. Even in this situation, the enemy is at the mouth of the cave and want to destroy. And you can see his great courage, that he says his true friend, La tahzan inna allaha ma'ana. And these words show clearly that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said with the words, because these need spoken word, and one cannot say by sign language. The enemy is conspiring outside and people are talking in the cave. They did not worry that the enemy will hear the worry. This was because of their perfect faith and certitude in God. And the Promised Messiah says, this example is enough to show the great courage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after the enemy went away, and by being satisfied that they should now continue their journey, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out with Hazrat Abu Bakr. The mount has been arranged. And they mounted on those camels and started their journey. But the unbelievers of Mecca has set a prize of whoever captures them of 100 camels. And in that greed and temptation, many people had set out to search out for him. One among them was Suraqah bin Malik. Suraqah says that on my horseback, I was approached him so near that I could hear the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the Holy Quran, and I noticed he did not look around, but Hazrat Abu Bakr was looking all around him. So in this situation also, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had no worry. And he was calmly reciting the words of Allah. Another report says that he said to Hazrat Abu Bakr, why do you worry? Allah is with us. He will protect us. And this perfect certitude in the existence of Allah And on every occasion, he was sure that Allah is with them. Even in the most dangerous situations, he showed no worry. The peace-loving nature of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not want wars, but his personal courage did not tolerate that if we have to fight the enemy, that we should show any cowardice. And his counsel was also to the companions that if a war is imposed, you must not show lack of courage. In this connection, Hazrat Abdullah bin Awfa reports that on one occasion the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam waited for such a time for the enemy that the sun set. Then he addressed the people and said, "Do not wish to fight the enemy, but ask peace from God. But when you are in clash with the enemy, you should show steadfastness and perseverance, and then be sure that the paradise lies under the shade of the souls." And then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, which means, "O Allah, who has sent down the book and makes the clouds move and defeat the enemy, please give us victory over the enemy." And when he replied the enemy's attack with prayers, then he used to show such great courage and bravery that one is amazed. They were very courageous people and bold people in his companions, but they had no relevance compared to the Holy Prophet's courage and bravery, and this testimony is borne. For example, Hazrat Bara reports that, "By God, when there was deep fighting, we used to fight by seeking protection of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the most courageous among us was considered that who was fighting with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." When there is fight, by principle, the most dangerous place would only be where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was present, because the enemy also attempts that when they are fighting a people, they either kill the leader of the opposing army or arrest him, so that the people lose the courage and the war comes to an end. Therefore, all the force of the enemy was to the center, and when one is fighting face to face and the leader of the people is among them, then you can see how with the great force the opposing army would like to reach that point. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because of his natural courage and bravery, wished to face the enemy in front. And then those companions who would give their life, how they would tolerate that they should leave him alone. So for the companions, this was the most difficult place, and even the enemy would try to say that their main target was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather than attacking the companions, they would try to attack the place where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood. You can also see that no nation, no people had ever received a leader like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are gathering around him because the enemy attack is worse there, and they have to protect the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are acknowledging that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, they used to use the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a protection for them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fight the attack of the enemy. That the with the concern that he also to protect his companions and frustrate the attack of the enemies. So this used to be the example of the courage and bravery which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated. At the time of battle of Badr, the incident of his courage and bravery is reported by Hazrat Anas bin Malik. He says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions left Medina, and they reached Battle of Badr, the field of Badr, before the opponent. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "None should go ahead of me, and at the time of the attack of the enemy, I will be in the forefront." And when the idolaters came to the Islamic army, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Try to receive that paradise whose expense is equal to the expense of earth and heaven." And then I told them to show their expertise of courage and war, and now you don't have to show cowardice. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ahead of everyone. Hazrat Ali reports that when there was deep fighting and the great war was taking place around the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the attack was mostly to the central place, so the fighting was around the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, "We used to take shelter in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because he used to be nearest to the enemy." And he says, "In Badr I saw that I was taking shelter, whereas the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was nearest to the idolaters." On that day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought the most. And because of the deep fighting, when it is fighting is taking place face to face, one cannot say who is accompanying you out of your own army. So when Hazrat Ali must have noticed that by being protected against the attack of the enemy, he saw that the Holy Prophet ﷺ was accompanying him. It is well known about Hazrat Ali that he was expert in attack and he was most fearless fighter. But you can see the courage and bravery of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Hazrat Ali is narrating, that he was he used to take shelter behind him. So you can see the battle of Uhud, that against his advice, some people decided to go out and then fight the enemy, and later on the companions did realize their mistake, and at that they tried to stop the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to fight from within the city. And the reply which he gave, which shows his trust in Allah, also demonstrate his courage and his bravery. He said that this is against the glory of a prophet, that once he has put on the armor, that he should take it down before command of Allah. Which means either Allah commands him to do so, or the decision will be taken in the battlefield. Now I will not do this just to save myself against the enemy. This is against the courage and manliness. And the Prophet who was Khatmul Anbiya, how can he show this lack of courage? And when, because of the mistake of the Muslim, the battle which was won was reversed and the enemy harmed the Muslims and the Muslim dispersed. At that time also the Holy Prophet ﷺ stood up as a strong mountain, and this is a well-known incident which has been reported by many. It is said that in the battle of Uhud, sometimes the Holy Prophet ﷺ stood alone. On such an occasion, Hazrat Sa'd, the idolater brother, thrown a stone, hit him at a stone, and he broke his tooth. And then another stone by Abdullah bin Shahab wounded him on his forehead. And the third stone, which Ibn Kamiyah had thrown, it hit him on his cheek, and as a result of which the armor he was wearing, its two nails were thrust into his cheeks, and as a result he was bleeding profusely. He did not find a shelter where he could seek protection or get it dressed, his wounds dressed, or have some rest. But because of his courage, the Muslims should also gather and fight, and this is as it is the due to fight. And you can see when he was wounded and bleeding, the war had nearly come to end, and the two armies were looking after their wounded, and they were mutilating the corpses of the dead people, that is, the opponents were mutilating. And when the war abated a bit, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in a sheltered place, was walking towards a sheltered place. Then in the beginning, Ubay ibn Khalaf saw him and recognized him, and he went forward to mount an attack on him. He was badly wounded, but even then he showed such an extreme courage, it is reported, that in Uhud battle, when after being wounded, the Holy Prophet ﷺ was sitting in a valley, and the other one says he was going towards that. But Ubay bin Khalaf saw the Holy Prophet ﷺ and called out that, "O Muhammad, if you say was survived today, I have no life." And so the companion said, "We went forward to him," and the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Leave him, let him come to me." When he came to near to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the Holy Prophet ﷺ took his spears and attacked him on his neck, and he fell from his mount. And in the time when the Holy Prophet ﷺ was very weak, he was wounded, and as his wounds were not dressed, he did not let any of his companions move forward. He said, "I have to show courage here," because once in Mecca, he had challenged the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you will be killed at my hand, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you will be killed at my hand instead. So the man who was mounted, apparently he was not wounded, and the Holy Prophet was profusely bleeding with his wounds, and he could have attacked better being on a mount. Despite that, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated the great example of his courage and bravery, and told his companions that, "I will deal with him." And then, as he was returning, he died on the way because of that wound. Another example, great example of his courage and bravery, is that the next day of Uhud, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accompanied by his companions, reached Medina, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam learnt that the opponent of Mecca are Quraysh are trying to attack him again. And because they were complaining that you did not kill the Holy Prophet ﷺ, nor made them slaves, nor took control of their property, what did the Holy Prophet ﷺ decide at this knowledge? The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "We will pursue the enemy, and only those companions will now accompany me who fought with me in the battle of Uhud." In a situation when he himself had suffered wounds and many companions were also wounded, maybe all were wounded. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to pursue the enemy, which was much larger, and breathed this spirit in his companions that if you will show courage, you will gain victory. And this courageous decision of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which had worried the enemy, whereas when they were thinking of attacking again, and when they realized that they have been pursued again, they return back to Mecca. Although it was a general decision of a war, but it also shows the courage and bravery of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also have a report of his courage in Hunain battle. And it says somebody came to Hazrat Bara and asked, "Did you turn back at the fighting of the enemy?" He said, "I cannot say about everyone, but I can bear witness and bear testimony about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that in the extreme attack of the enemy, he did not show back." And they say that when the army came out of Hawazin tribe, they were lightly armed. And there were many among them were unarmed. Despite that the people of Hawazin were expert archers. And when the Muslim group came to them, they sent such archery on them as some insect attack people. But the group came to attack the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was riding a donkey, and when they saw the Muslims scattering this way, he came down from his mount, that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he prayed to his Lord. And when he mounted again, and then he went forward to the enemy, and he was reciting this line of poem that, "I am the Prophet of God, and it is true, but I am the son of Abdul Muttalib," which means that you do not think I have exemplary courage, that I am above a human being, but I am showing you courage being a son of Abdul Muttalib, that I am a man. And he was also praying that, "O Allah, send down his support." Then Ra said that when the fire was extreme, the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to be in front and used to show fight with most courage. And we used to make the Holy Prophet ﷺ our protection, and the most courageous among us was the one who fought with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we find many such reports. It is not just a report of one or two companions. So in this, in how he showed courage in the battlefield and was concerned about his companions, he was also a leader who used to be concerned of the protection of his followers and took care of their protection, and used to assess the situation by in the dead of night. The Hazrat Anas reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was most handsome and was most courageous. Once the people of Medina felt a danger because they heard some voices, and they ran towards those voices. They saw the Holy Prophet ﷺ returning from that direction, and he had also searched and was riding Hazrat Talha's horse without anything on the back. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ, "Do not fear, I have checked out, there is no danger." That he said about the horse, that in its speed we found him like a raging ocean. There is another report that Medina feared an attack. Everyone was very clear and awake that the enemy may not attack. And so such a situation, when there was a danger from the enemy, to go out alone and to search out and come back is not an ordinary courage. So he went with such concern and so quickly that he did not even put anything on the back of the horse, and went quickly so that he could check out immediately. The other people were still thinking how we should check it out, come out, which direction were the noises heard. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to remove the fear of his people, had checked out all direction and came back with a message of reassurance that there is no fear. A man can check out in normal condition, but as I said, in such a situation when they fear attack from the enemy, to demonstrate such courage is only possible for one who is most courageous. And no one can there be of such courage than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this also shows that he was an expert rider, that the horse was weak. And they also said that he is difficult to control, and he went out without the seat on him. And you can see how difficult it is to control such a horse. And then, without the seat. So whatever aspect you look at, wherever there was a need to show the courage and bravery, you will see that the greatest in this quality was the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says about his courage and bravery that there was a time that on one side he is giving an eloquent speech to make them dumbfounded, and on the other he shows courage in wielding the sword, and in generosity he is an example, and the perfect example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like a great tree under its shelter. One can fulfill all its needs, its fruit, its shelter, its shadow, its leaves, and everything. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an example like such a tree, that its shelter is such that millions of people are taking protection under it. The most courageous was considered the person who was accompanying the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He stood in the most dangerous place. Subhanallah, what great is his glory. In Uhud, there was such a deep battle that the companions dispersed. But this great courageous man is continued to fight. There was no fault lay with the companions. Allah had forgiven them. The secret in that was that the courage, example of the courage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is demonstrated. And he used to declaring his prophethood while there was a deep fight. There were 70 wounds on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was the greatest quality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah enable all of us to follow each of his quality.
Alhamdulillah nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.